Good morning, West Texans. All you could find. For the folks out there who wish you were, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We'll turn morning into afternoon. Take you till 1 o'clock right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. And in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could be texting in right now, 806-855-3712. Whatever you want to visit with us about today, whether it's the NCAA tournament, a little Tech baseball against UTA today. It's two-word Tuesday. We give you a topic. You give us two words to describe it. And, of course, we'll have our question of the day. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. Always food on Tuesdays in Raiderland. I think you'll like this one today. At least I hope you do. We've got some interesting Big 12 tournament numbers that have come out this morning. And then NFL free agency. The Las Vegas Raiders got rid of Derek Carr to get to acquire a more injured Derek Carr. So that's all you need to know. And the Cowboys got Donovan Wilson re-signed, which is a big move for them if they're going to keep that Dan Quinn defense rolling. Got him for 3 years, $24 million. So all that, whatever else is on your mind, 806-855-3712 on the text line. You can listen on the apps if you have them, but if you don't, you got to go to KKM.com or wherever you get your apps and download the one for Talk 103.9 FM. Turn on the notifications. We want to notify you of things you don't know. You get the idea. At Talk 103.9 to follow the station on Twitter. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast. So follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. And if you miss anything, theraiderland.com, the website. We archive it all. Might have a little diamond talk for you later on today as well. He is Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. He hosts the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 every day on Talk 103.9 FM. And, of course, King of Hat of the Day. And he pulses the people. Happy Tuesday to you. A big day for the Gambling Gauchos.
Well, yes, I guess. Just another day for the Gauchos, man.
I don't know about that. I mean, you guys made a pretty big announcement earlier today regarding your fandom for the NCAA tournament. It sent shockwaves across the Big 12 regions.
Just to a few. Iowa State fans were pretty upset. Kansas State fans were pretty upset.
I think Kansas State really thought they had it.
They did. I think they were a little...
Did they get cocky?
They did. They rested on their laurels a little bit.
They just assumed that it would be them.
Yep.
That you guys would be on the Jerome Tang train. But no, instead, Country Roads will take you home.
They fought for it. They played hard.
And they got a great first-round matchup for you to get into with them and Maryland. I think they handle Maryland, by the way, fairly easily. Maryland away from home is just not a very good basketball team this year. And last time I checked, they are not playing this on their home court. So advantage West Virginia. I expect that one to go. Who was it West Virginia beat in the SEC Challenge? Was it Auburn that they I think it was Auburn that they beat. I'm trying to think if that was them or not. It's a similar matchup on the seed line. So I think you're good with West Virginia. And then, of course, when they take out Alabama in round two, you guys are going to look incredibly smart. All right, let's get some topics out there for you today. The two-word Tuesday one's pretty simple. Qualities that you most want in Texas Tech's next men's basketball coach. Well, you give us two words. We're talking the qualities, the hallmarks of the coach, the character, the just however you want to describe and ascribe that, the qualities you want in the next well, that's easy for me to say, next Tech men's basketball coach. And then after you give us two words, obviously you can expound, no problem on that. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best I ever ate. This one is in honor of the Big 12 tournament menu selections that were themed after each school, and some were better than others. And then that was it the K-State one or the TC one? Which one was the odd purple concoction?
Now, were they both?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm trying to remember which one seemed more offensive.
Well, I would assume Kansas State because they have two purples.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the lavender and the...
Yeah, you're working
somebody
in...
Somebody called it royal purple.
Royal purple?
Which I guess purple is the color of royalty, but...
Yeah?
I've only ever heard of royal blue.
Interesting.
Yeah, TCU was TCU is just one purple.
That would have been a good name for a band too, Royal Purple.
Yeah,
as opposed to Deep Purple. The meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. For Lubbock folks, Tech folks, wherever you may live, it's always interesting too. The Tech people I know that don't live in the immediate West Texas area, their go to places when they come back into town and things like that. But what is that? What is that meal? What is the restaurant? It can be anything from restaurant to, I don't even fast food. Whatever it is for you, What is the one you most associate with Tech? Said during the tournament that they whatever Tech was going to be, the concession stand item should have had a tortilla involved in some form or fashion, but they didn't listen to us. So there you go. The meal or restaurant you most associate with Tech. What do you got for us today? 806-855-3712. And when it comes to just the general tournament, how about this today? Now that you've got your brackets filled out, who's the best team to lose in round one? Of the losses of your upsets, who's the best team that's going to lose? Who will be out first amongst the good teams? Any protected seeds, and by that we mean top four, that you have losing in round one? What do you got for us on that? I don't know, maybe we'll try to winnow down maybe where we think the national champion's going to come from. In a year where there is no clear-cut favorite, it sure still seems a little chalky to me when you look at who, at least for me, when I look at who I end up having in the Final Four and who I have in the championship game.
Yeah.
Now, there's just a handful of teams I feel like that will get there. And maybe it'll be a completely the opposite way. Maybe it'll be a year of a lot of seed line upsets, if not outright upsets. But I don't know. I am just, I've got about three or four teams that I'm selecting from. Doughboy is first to check in today on the text line, 806-855-3712. Resident trucker in Raiderland, shout out Guns Up Trucking. He's in Denton. He's headed home, hoping to kick this off before 4. Well, I hope so, too. Whatever it is you're kicking off, I hope you kick it off before 4. Texter, if Houston is healthy, what kind of odds would you put on them winning it all? I can't take Bama. I think I'll be proved right on them, maybe. There's some definitive, I think. I might be proved right, maybe. Houston's got a great shot. If Sasser's healthy, and I believe Sasser could have played Sunday if that was an NCAA tournament game, I fully believe he would have been out there. They have all the qualities you're looking for the most part, other than strength of schedule.
Well, they're built like Kansas and Baylor.
Yeah, and Samson's got the experience. So I think you look at Big 12 team Houston, and I absolutely have them in my mix of three or four teams that have a chance to win it all. Unfortunately, Alabama is also in that mix as well. Yeah, there's not much to not like about what Houston has done. Again, if they just had a better strength of schedule, you'd maybe feel better about that. The meal most associated with Tech, Monty says Spanky's fried cheese, then try to finish a cheeseburger. Well, you do have to pace yourself, man. You know, you can get a little sideways, and that's anywhere you go on the old cheese sticks, man. Yeah, you start having some of those, and then all of a sudden the meal just starts looking a little bit more formidable. Asking the question today, the meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. And again, it could be just about anything that you want to look at on that, even fast food. 806-855-3712, two-word Tuesday topic, qualities you most want in the next Texas Tech men's basketball coach. The latest on Texas Tech baseball is that Dylan Carter will be out, and we don't know how long. That Tim Tadlock was fairly...
For a while, I think he said.
For a while. Whatever that may mean in the world of Tim Tadlock, it looks like Carter is going to be out extended time. What is that? Maybe a series or two? A while. Whatever a while...
Yeah. Oh, now, if he broke his hand, right, generally 6 to 8 weeks is what people say. But for a while is what Tim Tadlock said.
So I'm hoping that it's not a broken, that right. We don't have a broken bone, that it's just...
sprained wrist or something.
It's a hurt.
Yeah.
He's hurt because you're going to need to get him back. So, for me... This obviously opens up an outfield spot that you'll be interested to see. They have Curtis in center projected on the media release for today. Somebody's going to have a chance to win a job. Somebody's going to have a chance to take it over. I don't know who it will be, but if you're Tim Tadlock, I think you really just you want a guy. You want one person to do it. And even the last couple of years in center field, it hasn't been a high offensive production spot, and you've been able to work around that. So, I mean, if you don't have to have somebody go out there and duplicate what Carter was doing. You don't got to go hit 360.
No, but you need somebody else to step up with the bat.
Yep. Somebody else who's, you know, can go from 275 to 300, get a little help through the lineup and stretch that lineup out. Because that's one thing this lineup is doing so well, is just stretching out and rolling over.
If Jarrett Curtis is the center fielder moving forward, which I think they have several options,
yeah,
I think you'll lose the least defensively.
Right.
And you'll gain, I think, a lot on the base paths. If he can get on base.
Can't steal first.
Yeah.
So you got to get on first. At least that's what they tell me. All right, 806-855-3712. Doughboy on our meal restaurant most associated with Texas Tech. One guy. It's a staple. Goes one guy. Let's see. Doughboy says no to the dome. H-Town. Gotcha. All right. There you go. Now we know where he's headed. All right. 806-855-3712. Do up our first timeout of the day. You guys get in on the text line. Two-word Tuesday. The topic today, qualities you want in the next Texas Tech men's basketball coach. What do you got for us? Also, meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. And we will look at some of the numbers from the Big 12 tournament. Brett Yarmark is a marketing genius. There is no question about it. Anything else that's on your mind? You want to talk some bracket? Let's do that today. Get in now, 806-855-3712. It's a quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. Hat Tip Cooking Channel. Best thing ever. Ate. Great show. Meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. Tour Tuesday, the topic today. Qualities you want in the next Tech head men's basketball coach. You can give us the two words on that, and then you can expound. We got tourney thoughts. We got a little NFL free agency. Whatever else may be on your mind today, including Texas Tech baseball. Tonight, 6:30, first pitch. The UTA is in town. 806-855-3712. Make sure you use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not visit with you. It'll be an unpleasant experience for us, too. 806-855-3712. Texter wants to know, Rob, hard-hitting question. Are there still Taco Villas in Lubbock? Man, I loved that place. I can confirm that as of this morning, there was, in fact, at least one over there on Slide Road. I drove by it. It was functioning and operating.
I drove by one on Quaker with a line.
So there you go. We can confirm visually that, yes, Taco Villa's still operating in Lubbock, Texas. And that's one of those from, like, my Dallas friends or whatever. They come to town and they, like, steal the salsa packets and take those back home with them because you can't.
With a hot sauce or the salsa?
The hot sauce, pardon me.
I don't.
They take those little bitty, you know,
I like their dairy creamer salsas, thing of it. But I don't like their dairy creamer hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never did much for me. But you'd think it's like a barter system and they use it for money out there in the Metroplex.
Yeah, that's weird.
Texter, Indiana, Tennessee, and Duke. I have one and done. Two words on the topic, proven winner. I agree. Must be a proven winner at a moderately high level of coaching. Indiana, Tennessee, and Duke all one and done. The fade Tennessee is always a good idea. Louisiana's pretty good up and down. I think Indiana is a great choice, by the way, to be one of the highest seeded teams to go out on day one as they take on the Kent State. I tried to get there with Furman. In Virginia, Rob, what is that number sitting at today? I don't know if I can find that quickly or not since we got so many games that are going off. But that is Virginia -5.5. It's been bet up since it opened from -5. I kind of like Furman to be, boy, that 5.5 is really tasty for Furman. Because you know it's going to be a low-scoring game. That Virginia is going to try to limit the possessions. But that also makes Virginia beatable in the tournament. If not beatable, susceptible. There's going to be a four seed that loses. I'll go with Kentucky at this point. Two-word Tuesday.
Hold on. If Kentucky loses
Indiana.
Okay.
What did I say, Kentucky?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Kentucky.
If Kentucky loses back-to-back first-round games, Cal might just get fired.
Just at halftime, if they're down, he might not be there. Let's see if I can get through all of this. I don't want to Ron Burgundy my way through this one, all right? Texter says the next basketball coach for Tech needs to be bisexual, transgender, black father from a mixed marriage, Native American mother from Jewish descent, so woke they never sleep, excellent baseball player, anti-gun, supporter of PETA, and also of the opinion that Spotted Owl tastes like chicken. The successful candidate will also have definitive opinions on Tabasco versus Texas Pete's and mustard versus spicy mustard. I thought Texas Tech got rid of the Office of Diversity and Equity. Maybe not. Maybe that was the last thing that they posted to do that. Texter, washed up guy, I want a damned winner. I think it's fairly clear early on what some of the people are wanting here. It's very interesting. I don't know, Rob, you know, you visit with a lot of different people. I visit with a lot of different people.
We are visiting.
You know, and the wide range of opinion they have on lower level, you know, the McCaslins, the former Baylor assistant, former Baylor assistant, and I just blanked out on his name, and I apologize.
At FAU?
Yeah, is that the one?
Well, once you said it, I don't know.
I don't know.
Paul Mills is at Oral Roberts.
It's Mills at Oral Roberts.
Okay.
There's another one that people are going, no. That this job now doesn't go out and hire people from North Texas and Oral Roberts. I'm like, oh, well, do you or do you not?
You did with Beard.
Right.
I mean, I know he's at UNLV for 2 weeks, but that was a guy from Little Rock who had just been at San Angelo State and Angelo State.
Yeah.
And hadn't kept a job for more than a year in his career, basically, since he left Tech.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you really that far above? Can you get an established coach at a Power 5, Power 6, whatever you want to call it, to return your phone call? Sitting head coach. Well, you can give them about 5.5, 6 million reasons, probably. 806-855-3712. Texter says the Tech restaurant Spanky's. My 9-year-old son already has his dorm picked out so he can walk to eat there whenever he wants to when he goes to college. You got to raise him right, says James. That's good. That's good stuff. The picking out your dorm room when you're 9. I was just glad I had a room when I was 9.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone a dorm room. Have we mentioned that Brett Yormark is really good at his job? The Big 12 released today that the Big 12 Conference announcing the 2023 Phillips 66 Men's Basketball Championship was the highest grossing in conference history. This year's basketball championship saw significant growth over previous year, and I'm thrilled with the results, said Commissioner Brett Yormark. As we continue to reimagine our conference championships, our number one priority will always be to create value and drive revenue for our member institutions. A year-over-year 38% increase in ticket revenue, 20% year-over-year increase in ticket revenue on the women's side. The premium courtside seating sold out in advance. There's now a waiting list. I'm not going to get into all the social media stuff. Rob, a 38% increase year-over-year. Does this just not highlight everything that was not going on at the Big 12 under Bob Bowlesby?
Yes.
As great as this is for Brett Yormark, this is just so telling on how this conference had stagnated and was dying under Bowlesby and everybody else involved. That good enough was okay. I bet it never crossed Bowlesby's mind that you could make 38% more.
No.
But we're selling out. We got a lot of people here. Oh, there's a fan fest right outside. You can shoot at a Nerf ball.
Yeah, well, no, we have to have the media on the front row.
Yeah, turns out you don't.
By the way, the media's mad.
Oh, they're mad. They sent a nasty letter that they had to go sit in the hockey press box. Everywhere else, they all get to sit down there, and I'm telling you, for 98% of the time, those three rows are empty.
Yeah.
Empty. Eddie Haskell from the Topeka Sun.
In previous years, yeah.
You know, gets a press pass to go down there, never sits down there. I mean, you need your TV and your radio people down there. Maybe your local beat writer. Maybe. I don't even know that that exists anymore. No offense to the AJ. But, yeah, they mad. Well, I mean, AP and
no, but anything they can, anything they need to do, they can do from the press box.
Yeah.
They do it all year from the press box. Right?
Yeah. So.
Can I read some of the letter?
I wish you would. Do we have time?
I'll do it fast. The AP Sports Editors, U.S. Basketball Writers Association, and Association for Women in Sports Media object to Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark's response to the previous outreach regarding the abandonment of industry standard media seating practices at the conference men's basketball tournament in Kansas City. The television monitor is the best way to see the basketball games, where we were stuffed into the hockey press box. It's ridiculous.
Hockey media, well known for their keen, eagle-like eyesight. No need to sit down on the ice.
The Women's Sports Writers of America. Why did they stick them in there?
I'm surprised they found somebody to answer the phone.
I mean, that's the only media outlet, I guess, that wanted to jump in.
Tag in. 806-855-3712. Two Word Tuesday topic, qualities you want your next men's basketball head coach at Tech. Meal or restaurant you must associate with Texas Tech. 806-855-3712. We'll get that looked at during the break.
3.9.
It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We're taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Get on the text line 806-855-3712. You can give us on Two or Tuesday the qualities you most want in Tech's next men's basketball coach. Also, best thing ever ate. Great show. Meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech after the Big 12 last week. Had the themed menu items. Thought we'd find out for you, what do you associate with Texas Tech when it comes to a meal, restaurant, or otherwise? Then you can also give us who you think will be the best team to lose on day one. 806-855-3712. I want to go back just a little bit more to the Big 12 release about the 38% increase in revenue on the men's side, the 20% on the women's side. See, do you want the restaurant, the theme, Big 12 Eats breakdown? Here you go. This will not surprise you. They sold over 5,200 Big 12 Eats dishes, Big J's loaded mac and cheese, the specialty item designed for the Jayhawks, best selling.
Yeah, it looks the best.
Longhorn quesadilla finishing second, the TCU loaded tots placing third.
That's the three I would have ordered.
Yeah. Of the ones out there.
I mean, as a homer, I would have gotten the burger. But
yeah, just one. I still think they should have done like a contest or something with a scholarship or something. But
did they show a least ordered one?
No, it's just okay. They just gave the top three. The DJ Diesel concert, the after party, 7,000 people attended it.
Wow.
7,000 people. All of this is against the backdrop of, I think, everything Yormark does right now is about expansion.
Yeah.
Everything is about growing the league. Everything is about expanding the Big 12. And what a shot across the bow to Arizona particularly. I mean, Arizona first and foremost has to be looking at this going, wow. Because the Pac-12 tournament was just in Vegas, and they had a little over 65,000 fans. The Big 12 outdrew them by 40,000, I think, based on the numbers that we're going to see. Close I can get is around a little over 100,000, I think, total attendance is what it's been there. But you look at that, and then just quick Sports Business Journal report from the end of February. Pac-12 men's basketball teams are averaging 6,249 fans for home games this season, the lowest figure since 1983-84, according to Greg Hansen at the Arizona Star. Conference members are about 52% of capacity. And if Arizona's taking out the remaining Pac-12 teams, average 5,399 per home game, roughly 47% capacity. The Pac-12 has produced 9 sellouts. Not a team. The conference, Rob, produced 9 sellouts this season. 7 at Arizona, 2 at UCLA's Poly Pavilion. UCLA has been, quote, a bigger draw on the Pac-12 road than Arizona this season with 8,385 fans in their league road games. Arizona, 67-82. Their conference will be greatly diminished without UCLA when it leaves for the Big Ten. The University of Utah, who doesn't want to be in the Big 12, averaged 6,361 fans at the Huntsman Center and are so desperate to revive their glory days, they're offering upper deck seats for $5. It says for this game against UCLA, I remember this is the end of February. For the first time in 6 years, Utah plans to raise the massive black curtain that has blocked out seating in the upper deck. All right, so all of that to give us some perspective here on what you're seeing within the Big 12. If you are Arizona, how can you remain in that conference? How can you stay there when you look at what's going on in the Big 12 and they rightfully so fancy themselves as a basketball school? And 1 year you just increased, you were already making pretty good money. I wouldn't be surprised to find out if the Pac-12 tournament hardly makes any money. Unbelievable. Two-word Tuesday. Give us qualities you want in the next Texas Tech men's basketball head coach. Also, the meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. We're looking at the tournament. You can give us some of your upsets. Who is the best team that's going to lose on day one? 806-855-3712. I had to read this one twice to make sure I was getting it, Rob. Two words, Raider Rash. In other words, his winning and enthusiasm needs to be contagious.
Oh.
Yeah, because you see, when I was attacked, that was a term for a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that was not the restaurant that you most associate with Texas Tech or the meal. Texter, I'd like the next head coach to have the ability to coach players hard on and off the court. In essence, prepare them for their next step in adulthood while getting their best inside the lines. This seems obvious, but not a lot of coaches have the ability to show their players that hard coaching, when executed appropriately, comes from a place of love, not humiliation. I may weep on that. That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's poetry.
It is. I hope Tech puts that on the when you got to post the job opening.
Yeah.
You know, quality.
Sure, they already have.
Huh? You think it's out there?
Can we apply? Is that on the Indeed?
I don't know.
We've seen assistant coaching positions placed on those websites.
I wonder if we should apply.
We could.
Just to give them something to do, because I'm sure they're not getting any applicants. Texter says the restaurant they most associate with Tech, the All-American Eatery, menu items named after the players and coaches.
A solid one.
They do a nice job there. Texter, I heard, quote, rumors, Pac may get a little better deal than expected. I just still don't think any Pac school comes to the Big 12. Hope I'm wrong. They're not going to get a good deal. I don't know where whether it's Canzano. There is no good deal. There are no better than expected numbers. They'll be worse than expected.
What was the area code on that?
Is it
214?
It's a 214.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's SEC guy.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. That's all. I bet. I thought he was suspended.
Well, he's back.
Huh. I thought he was suspended through the month. I guess I misunderstood that at the end of your show yesterday.
I'm beginning to think that he's not SEC guy. He's anti-Big 12 guy.
Oh.
I think. That's what I'm getting at.
You think it's Canzano?
It could be, but then he would have been better. He would have been more pro Pac-12, I think, for longer. But
true.
With that text, it just feels like the Big 12 is just going to fall apart.
Yeah. Oh,
the Pac-12 is going to move forward, and we just suck is all it is.
Backfill. They're going to get those great schools that the Big 12 didn't want. That's going to make everything better. 806-855-3712 for you guys to chime in today. You can talk some Tech baseball if you want to. They're in action. Let's see. I want to make sure I get the starting pitcher right. And, yeah, Zane Petty going today. Step right up, Zane Petty. Feel free to put on a show, and we'll come back and see you Sunday maybe. I don't know. Why not? Give us a little something. No starter announced for tomorrow's 2 o'clock game. You like the two midweek games or the one? I prefer one myself.
Heading into conference play, I would prefer one.
Yeah.
But
early in the season, I'm okay with two. But once you hit conference play, I just soon, you know, it just be a one game deal.
This week, I want Jarrett Curtis and or Owen Washburn to get as many at bats as possible. If those are the guys that are going to be playing against Oklahoma State,
yeah. I like how it's listed in the notes under Curtis. One of several projected center field starters for Carter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not in stone. They had to put somebody there, I guess. So
either Curtis or Harrelson will play center field, in my opinion. And then either Washburn or Brome will play right field in their stead, in Harrelson's stead.
Yeah.
But you try to keep Harrelson on the field, and then either you move him to center or keep him in right.
Agreed. At least you got two games to sort this out before Oklahoma State, that this didn't happen.
Right. That's why I was saying, this week.
This week you like it, that it does give you time to get them on the field, and you're just not, you know, rolling in Friday night cold and go, okay, how are we going to actually cobble this thing together? And that's probably not a good phrase to use. This team is not cobbling it together.
No.
This team has a lot of good players that they've been trying to figure out how to get them on the field. Unfortunately, you didn't want to do it this way. You didn't want to do it through injury.
Right.
But that has been the challenge with this team as deep as it is, with so many candidates to play, that you were struggling to get at-bats for guys, to get innings. So now it's forced on you. Again, you would rather it not happen this way.
Did you see the SEC announcement per Kendall Rogers today?
I saw that they've announced how they're going to do baseball when Texas and Oklahoma get there. Sounds like two permanent teams that you'll play every year.
Yeah.
And then did I read it right that they're going divisionless?
Yeah, they're going to rotate the other eight spots. So you're going to have 10 series a year for 30 games.
Gotcha. Okay.
You do 10 SEC series, but you will rotate in between the other, 14 teams.
Right.
So you won't play six SEC teams a year.
And this is where we get back in this discussion of leagues getting bigger.
Yeah.
Football's hard enough. Football's one thing. Baseball and basketball, where you have, football, you have a finite amount of games as well. But, you know, basketball, for sure, you know, at least in baseball, you got 56 games. When you only got 30 in basketball that you can work with, now we're talking about taking up huge chunks of your season in conference play. I assume that was the most workable scenario they came up with that the coaches could agree upon.
I hope the Big 12 does this. And I hope it's a combination of TCU, Oklahoma State, and, I don't know, Houston that you play every year.
Yeah.
TCU for sure. I want to play TCU in baseball every year.
Yes.
And Oklahoma State, I think, has been your one of the biggest rivals in baseball over the last 5 years.
Oh, gosh, going all the way back to the formation of the Big 12. Tech and Oklahoma State were almost, you know, insta-rivals going back to 1997 with amazing series being played, a meaningful series, you know, series that were determining conference championships, Big 12 titles, things of that sort. So, yeah, I absolutely consider Oklahoma State a Big 12 baseball rival.
But that'll be interesting. I don't think the Big 12 has announced what they're going to do.
No.
But with 13 baseball teams, you could easily do it. You'd have to up it because you do 24 right now because you only have eight opponents. But you'll have 13 baseball teams because you still have Iowa State.
Yeah.
14 schools.
So when the Big 12 originated, you only had 11 teams playing baseball because Colorado obviously doesn't play. Iowa State played the first four seasons before I think they suspended after 2000.
Yeah.
So then you had dropped down even more with teams, you know, sponsoring baseball that you never had 12.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So I wonder what they're going to do. Because I wouldn't mind not playing three Big 12 teams a year.
Yeah.
You play them every 3 years.
Yeah. And it'll almost have to be something like that, I think.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. I can see us taking the time out, last one of the hour, as we are working till 1 o'clock today. 806-855-3712. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Give us the meal or restaurant you most associate with Tech. Two Word Tuesday. The topic, qualities you want in the next Tech head men's basketball coach. Give us two words to describe that. Baseball, NCAA tournament, whatever's got you going today, you know what to do. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
It's Action Update. Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com.
NCAA tournament tips off today with the first four in Dayton. Mississippi State laying 2.5 against the Pitt Panthers. The total 132.5. Southeast Missouri State, a 3.5-point dog against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The winner will get Alabama in Birmingham on Thursday. In the NBA, Milwaukee laying 1.5 at Phoenix. It's Orlando, a 6-point favorite at San Antonio. In the NHL, Philadelphia Flyers, a $1.55 dog at home as they look to end a 3-game slide. Vegas, a $1.75 road favorite. Boston Bruins laying $4.30 at the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Mike Sennett. For your free VSiN subscription, hit the subscribe button at VSIN.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Question of the day, the meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. Also, Two Word Tuesday, qualities you want in the next Tech men's basketball coach. You can give us two words to describe that. You can expound beyond that if you want to. And we've had a lot of Tech baseball talk, and obviously, there's always room for taking out the Pac-12 and beating up on them. Texter says they want a cultural fit with a chip on their shoulder, produce great defense, and a sane personal life. Don't we all? Don't we all just want a sane personal life? Texter, two words, bro's coach. The coach that bro has at the start of his show. Hopefully he can coach basketball. Pop, 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 pop.
I believe that is...
I've been meaning to ask you that.
He's an actor, yeah.
Where that came from.
The Friday Night Lights.
Is that where that was from?
Yeah, okay. The movie.
I don't remember that.
It's halftime of the Dallas Carter game.
It is.
Yeah. Not right now, but...
Oh, I was like,
clip.
Wow.
Yeah, in the clip.
I thought we'd already got past that, but yeah. Congratulations. All right. Yeah, I saw that movie exactly once and thought it was garbage, you know? Just hot garbage.
Yeah, I liked it.
And never got into the show.
Better than Hoosiers.
My wife, well, you know, for you, that's not saying much, you know? That's like the lowest bar possible. Texter says the coach must have skill of NIL with the NIL money flowing through the portal. Coach must also have the schmoozing skills where that NIL money comes from. Yeah, that would be good to have. Good to have that ability to work well and play well with other people. 806-855-3712. Texter Robert says, I heard Utah wants to go back to the Mountain West. They don't have to. The Mountain West is coming to them. They will be the big dogs of the reformulated Pac-12 in the near future. They will love it. They will shout to the high heavens how it's such a great deal that they were able to bring in these schools that they got and, you know, get rid of the dead weight like Arizona. I mean, Utah is... They're heading where they are, and they're happy to be doing it. I'm trying not to let some of these things become personal animosity-type things for me, Rob, but the way Utah has acted both at the administrative level and at the fan level over the last year or so, last 2 years, I hope they don't get into the Big 12. I hope that Brett Yormark and Fox and ESPN look at that and say, why do we need them? We have BYU. We got a better product here. We've got a national brand as opposed to a mere regional brand. Why would we need those people? By the way, did you see just moments ago the Big 12, I guess final, I mean it's been out probably for a while. Tech led the Big 12 in average attendance in basketball, ninth place team in the league.
Wow.
I saw that graphic right. And I can't, I don't see how that's
after
possible.
After Kansas.
It's got to be after Kansas, but it looked like Tech was the first one up on the graphic.
Average Big 12 attendance? Or average attendance, period?
It looked like average attendance.
No.
Can't be possible, can it?
I'll go check.
See if we can find that out, because unless the graphic was just done in a way that it had Texas Tech at the top for some reason, either way, my point was, your ninth place team in the Big 12 sells a ton of tickets. Sells, you know, I'm willing to bet, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, I'll get in trouble without doing the research. I wonder what Arizona and UCLA's average attendance is compared to Texas Tech's average attendance this past year. We can figure that out at the top of the hour. It won't take too long. But yeah, I just saw that scrolling through, and it was one of those Twitter graphics. And I'm not sure if the Big 12 put it out or who put it out. So there you go. I'm just throwing stuff out, Rob, that I saw on the internet. Hi, I'm John Canzano. Texter wants to be crystal clear. I love the Big 12 and hope it expands. I just believe the PAC schools are so high on themselves, they will refuse to move, even if it would majorly benefit them. Well, many of them are that way, but some of them aren't. Some of them are coming, and hell's coming with them. No, that's probably not going to be the case either. Just need to get a Tombstone reference in right there. Two Word Tuesday as we wrap up hour number one of two. Qualities you most want in Texas Tech next men's basketball coach. Give us two words to describe that. We also ask you today, the meal or the restaurant that you most closely associate with Texas Tech. It's always interesting for people who live here versus people who have moved away or lived away and then sometimes come back.
I'm amazed at one answer that's not been said thousands of times already.
Yeah?
Spanky's Fried Cheese.
It's only been said twice.
I know.
But not thousands of times.
Right. I like the fried cheese over there. But that answer is like, we always get it on everything. What should you get when you eat, when you come? What's your first stop when you come back to Lubbock? Spanky's Fried Cheese. Like,
I think part of it's just it goes back to the 1980s.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just been around so long.
That's why I figured this question was teeing it up for everyone to say it.
Maybe they heard the early texter saying, they said mine. 806-855-3712. A little baseball next hour if you want to. NFL free agency, whatever else is on your mind, we want to hear from you. It's a quick top of the hour break. Give you a chance to jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Hey, now, kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
What?
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser. I would do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you?
I'm confused.
It's a simple question, Doctor. Would you eat the moon if it were made of ribs?
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. The pressure continues to mount, though. We've turned morning into afternoon. Take you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. A lot of great help from you guys listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. It is Tuesday. That means two-word Tuesday around here. The topic today, the qualities you want in the next Tech men's basketball head coach. You can give us those two words and then more words if you want to. Question of the day, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. The meal or the restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech in honor of the Big 12's school-themed menu items last week at the Big 12 tournament that saw a year-over-year increase in revenue of 38% because Brett Yormark is smart, and Bob Bowlesby and everybody else, I guess, were lazy. There's no other way to put it. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show, host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. 1/3 of the Gambling Gauchos. I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Come back in the evening around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast. With Tech Baseball going at 6:30 today, we may just end up doing a late little diamond talk with you guys. So follow us there at Ryan Hyatt Media. Check out our website, theraiderland.com. We did massive amounts of research during the top of the hour.
Massive.
First off, we found the infographic. Just don't let old guys like me surf Twitter, unattended, Rob. Further proof that I can't keep up with stuff. So it was the Texas men's basketball average attendance leaders. So for teams in the state of Texas, that's where that was coming from. The point still stands that in a year where Tech was ninth in the Big 12, that they had the highest attendance in the state, 13,222. Texas was at 1050, Baylor at 9,400, A&M just 9,200. And A&M's a pretty good team. Boy, they just don't care. Houston, 7,400. Got to get that. What is the, I don't know what the new Houston, what their Coliseum? Fertitta Center or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the capacity is in that, so I don't know what percent of capacity that is. TCU, 6,900. UTEP, 4,500. SMU, bless their heart, 3,900. North Texas, 3,749. Nobody cares about North Texas sports. Stephen F. Austin there at the Jack House, 2,600. Texas Southern, 2,300. And then Rice, slightly more than Monterey and Coronado, 1,800 fans in attendance per game. But even in the Big 12, you got the Big 12 numbers.
7,100 is the Houston.
So they're running around capacity then.
Wow.
That would be higher than listed capacity if they're averaging 7,450.
That's the Fertitta Center.
How about that? Okay.
Formerly known as the Hoff-Hines Pavilion.
Yeah, they retrofitted that.
The Hoff-Hines family was not very happy.
Judge
about
Roy
that.
Hoff-Hines was not pleased. Boy, what a dump that had turned into. The last time I was there, Rob, I believe was during the Christy Curry era. So, you know, probably around 08, 09 and through there. Holy moly, it was bad. And it wasn't great the first time I went in 91, 92 down there. It's just not good at all. And then you were worried about getting carjacked just leaving the arena. So hopefully they fixed up some of that a little bit.
Yeah, the Big 12 attendance, Kansas in the lead at 16,300. Iowa State at 13,374, and then Texas Tech 13,222. That's the average home attendance for the full year. If we go conference only, just for fun, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Because I did not do this during the break. This is even more. Yeah, Texas Tech. So Iowa State would move up to 14,000. Texas Tech 13,373. Still second place or third place.
Yeah.
Behind Kansas and Iowa State. Then it goes West Virginia, Texas, Kansas State, Baylor, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, TCU.
We're stuck with those people.
Baylor at 98. They're going to cut out 1,800 of their fans to go to a much smaller arena.
Right.
Have you seen the photos coming out of this thing?
I have not.
It looks like a high school gym.
Really?
The size.
Shiplap
the bowl,
all over the place.
Well, it's not that far along, but I'm sure they will decorate it. But just the concrete outlay, it looks tiny. And it is.
Yeah. Hey, know your role, know your space. They know who they are.
I mean, it's going to be a smaller arena than, let's say, I was at the Barry Center. Mm-hmm. They're the Cypress gym that's for Cypress ISD. That's going to be a bigger arena than what Baylor has.
Wow.
Or as big. It's going to be a cool atmosphere, I guess, if it's packed. But
right. This is another example, by the way, of why Texas Tech basketball is not a grease fire right now. You had a grease fire problem with your head coaching position. But the program, the underpinnings of the program are so strong everywhere else. That's why, and now with the ability to turn around a team so much more quickly with the transfer portal than in the past, you know, you were a dumpster fire when Tubby Smith got here. I mean, you were a straight-on, who in the hell would really want to take this job dumpster fire? And you ought to be thankful every day that he did. He came back and he gave you an adult in the room. 806-855-3712. Let's get it going on the text line. Texter, Utah has that AAU glow and arrogance about them. Someone should tell folks the AAU is just a big academic cartel for the highfalutin. That's Jeff in Houston. I've never once, and maybe this happens in other industries, but I've never ever heard once anybody say, well, you know, he got a degree from an AAU school. I've never, ever heard that in my life. Maybe we work around the wrong people, Rob. Texter on the restaurant or meal they most associate with Texas Tech. One guy from Italy in the calzone. See, I thought that would be another one that would just be going off the charts. And credit to the texter for working in the Italian flag there. Yeah, Doughboy is right. If it's on the internet, it must be true. It was on the internet. I just didn't know what exactly it was. Texter, Mama Josie's and Tommy's Famous Burgers gets the nod for most of the restaurant or meal they most associate with Texas Tech. That would have been one for me back in the day when I was at Tech. Yeah, I don't remember how many locations they had, but they had that one on North University, like about Second, you know, wherever that thing is.
Yeah.
I mean, we just wore that thing out.
Right.
Goodness gracious. Texter says, we need a coach that has been in the Sweet 16, defensive-minded and can recruit some talented height, and he cannot be enticed by a McDonald's coffee and a sausage biscuit. Texter says, defense, I want offense. Not just like, I mean, you don't have to go score 95 points a game, but I'd like to see a little bit more emphasis on offense moving forward. I think that's what you need going there. Plainsman in Dallas said, I think I saw the same graphic. Yeah, we're all on the same page now. Texter going with Caprock Cafe, Alboron's, Orlando's, and thanks to the Gambling Gauchos, now Rojinho Barbecue.
There you go.
Getting a shout out as being associated
there
with Tech.
And, I think that's Alboron's, if it's a Gauchos fan.
It's spelled Alboron's.
It is, but we call it Alpharons.
Alpharons? Yeah. Okay, that's...
He's only alphas eat there.
Oh.
Yeah, Alpharons.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah.
Caprock Cafe has sneakily woven its way into the fabric now, because the one on 34th now has been open since 97.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good long stretch.
And it's a beer university.
Yep. It is. Major in beer. And they have quotes on the walls and stuff and good T-shirts.
I do love, and they have good food. I like Caprock. Okay, yeah. They're a solid standard.
Yep.
Solid.
I just knew when they opened that one up on 34th, you know, we kind of discovered it early on.
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't going to last. I knew it was going to go out of business. Because everything that had gone in there had died a fairly quick and hard death.
Yeah.
So it was like the location. Yeah. And so we just kept going in and thinking, well, we better enjoy this. It's got a great jukebox, and these schooners are good. And, man, it's going to be a shame when this doesn't make it. And the people kept coming in and kept coming in. Like I told Lloyd Turner one time, I said, we deserve like a little plaque, the 97 Club, you know, that used to come in there on weeknights. Texter says, my favorite restaurant in Lubbock is Jazz. I have also fond memories of going to Rosa's Tortilla Factory. I was excited when they came here to DFW. Jazz, another one that... you know, goes back to the 1980s. We would go there and we would play spades. Did you ever do that? You ever go anywhere and play cards? Have a couple of beverages?
Not in public. We do that at the house.
No, okay. Yeah, we do it out in public.
Yeah.
Get about three or four tables together, you know, and just kind of rotate in and out.
No,
it's fun. They used to have a band that played out there called Jazz Alley. This is back in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the keyboardist then was probably in his 80s.
Yeah.
You know, they were.
They stayed together and rotated new members in because they were playing when we went in 2010.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah.
That they kind of replenished the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I remember being told at the time, I think a lot of them were Tech professors.
Yes.
That had something to do, you know, connection
tech
to the music.
Tech professors, South Plains professors, yeah.
So that was Thursday nights.
That's when we went.
Yeah, that was the Thursday night gig. Yeah, 97, 90, 96,
97. Yeah. 2009, 10, yeah.
Yeah. Washed Up Guy says, I would have loved to have participated in the restaurant category today, but Tower of Pizza down there on Main has been closed for a while. That one must have predated me, you know? Texter. meal or restaurant they most associate with Texas Tech. Chili cheeseburger from George's, number three. Not one, not two. Number three. Robert is bringing this to our attention. Were you aware of this?
Say it, and I might be.
Most of the University of North Carolina basketball team is in the transfer portal. Well, so what do I put on a hat?
Well, they didn't make the tournament, so why do you want them back?
Yeah, we can miss the tournament with you. We can miss the tournament without you. Doesn't really matter. We're doing a timeout. 806-855-3712. Two-word Tuesday topic. Qualities you want in the next Tech men's basketball coach. Talking tournament as well today. You got thoughts on who the best team to lose in the first round will be? Let us know. And then whatever else may be on your mind, including but not limited to Texas Tech baseball tonight. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. As you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock, talk 103.9 FM. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate, great show on the weekends. Question of the day, the meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. Two-word Tuesday topic, the qualities you want in the next Tech men's basketball coach. And then you can give us the best team to lose first round. Everybody does, you know, the upsets. All right, we'll do it a little differently. Who do you think is the team that is most susceptible to going out of the better teams in this tournament? And they'll probably I lean Indiana on that. I almost talked myself into Virginia, but I think they can get by Furman. Was this first time since 82 or 83? I think they're in the NCAA tournament. I said yesterday you're picking too many upsets. Rob, I'm probably not picking enough that there's a happy median in there somewhere that I am violating at this point.
Yeah. I always pick at least 1-12-5, even though that's a fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems the thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, the 12s always win. Actually, no. Texter talking to restaurants. Spanky's. And then 50-yard line and now table 82, since that's where all the photos are. And then Conference Cafe from back in the day. Texter says, not really restaurant, but Conference Cafe. Where can you pound beers, wash clothes next door, and power hour at J-Pat's? Long gone, long forgotten. Not forgotten, I guess, just long gone. Texter says, Gardski's in the late 70s when the dorm cafeteria was closed on Sunday nights. Once an offensive-minded coach, great recruiter that understands 20-year-olds. Rob, does anybody truly understand a 20-year-old? Is that humanly possible? Even if you are a 20-year-old, do you understand a 20-year-old? I don't know anymore, by the way, what we mean when we say a player's coach, you know?
Right.
You hear that thrown out all the time. And, I mean, you even hear it in professional sports. Yeah, he's a player's coach. Okay. How many success? Again, we try to define almost undefinable words here. How many successful coaches aren't in some form or fashion a player's coach? Now, there are some over the years, and maybe we look at it differently now than we did 20, 30, 40 years ago. But at a certain level, you've got to be able to relate and communicate and motivate to the player. I say this, you know what's going through my mind right now? I watched, for the first time in a long time last night, the final days of night, the two-hour 30 for 30, that the CNN journalist who more or less broke the story on the Neil Reed choking incident. It's an amazing film, if you've never seen it. I bet they play it again here fairly soon during March Madness.
I'm sure.
I mean, Knight may be one of those exceptions where he was certainly not a player's coach and had success, but I don't think anybody understands 20-year-olds. Texter going with Spanky's Fried Cheese. A functional leader, not dysfunctional. Coach that can bring a great staff and establish a culture of hard-nosed winners. This team certainly didn't look tough this year. Didn't feel tough. The street dog mentality, long gone.
Yeah, it didn't. If it doesn't look tough, it doesn't feel tough, it doesn't sound tough.
It ain't
just
tough.
Not tough, yeah.
Speaking of the portal, still haven't seen Elijah Fisher's name pop in. Jenny's the last one I saw yesterday. So to my knowledge, there are only two players currently.
Fardos.
And Jenny's that are the only two in there. Jenny's left it open to come back. Now, if it stays that way, I'll say again, I'll be moderately surprised that just by virtue of a normal year, you tend to see, you know, two, three guys on every team, it seems like, now hitting the portal and going, I got to find somewhere else where either I can play or, you know, get more minutes or whatever. It's obviously not going to happen here. But without a head coach, without any inkling of who that might be over the next couple of weeks, I think it's moderately impressive that you didn't see just everybody, not everybody, but five or six guys just immediately go, yeah, I'm in the portal. And again, it's early. It's Tuesday.
So on 24/7 Sports, they do a transfer tracker.
Right.
Elijah Fisher is in the portal, according to them. Now, I don't know if they just took the reporting and didn't listen to Kirk Knowles, who was the guy who said it wasn't true. Now, we've not heard from Elijah Fisher, but the reports were believed. And if these guys have the access to the actual transfer portal, he might be in there. Now, it wasn't officially open until the 13th, and Robert Jennings is the only one who's entered in since then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're either in or you're not, I would think. It would be fairly cut and dried.
Right.
And I would think you would announce, because that seems to be the cool kid thing to do, with a really great graphic and, you know, everything else. I mean, until I see something from Fisher, I just don't have any reason to believe that he's followed. I think what you're saying is right, that I think people picked up on that initial report and then just started using it as gospel.
Right. Elijah Fisher's not tweeted since May of last year.
Well, again, we may not hear from him.
And it was a retweet.
Wow. That's pretty impressive for college age.
Let me see. Let me, Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Very disciplined on his social media. I applaud the young man. Texter says, the meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech, the Pancake House. Why not?
It's Pancake Home to me.
Yeah. Texter says, I think Baylor could be in for a scare. They win by a hair, says the Texter. They're taking on the Gauchos in that 3-14 matchup. I think Baylor will be okay. Texter. Again, all Texter read, just not all Texter read on the air, you know? But I do agree with the Texter and what they would like to see compared to the previous coach and the next head coach at Texas Tech on qualities. 806-855-3712. We have the tournament brackets now. I assume everybody's kind of filled one out by now. Most people have. Are you going to do any? Are you entering any contest? Or are you going to? Is there going to be a Gaucho contest that I need to be a part of, or anything? There will be no Raiderland contest.
There's not a public one, but if you join our secret society, you can certainly get it in our bracket.
Patrons,
contest.
Perhaps, yep. If you're patronizing the gambling Gauchos.
It's true.
I've pretty much got it down now on the three teams that I think can win this, and two of them have health issues, and one of them has a guy who was darn near an accomplished murder. But it's Bama, it's Houston, and Kansas that I feel like are the teams that can get there. The McCullough Jr. injury obviously is problematic, but I still wonder. And I'm trying to be incredibly sensitive here when I say this, but I'm still concerned about Bill Self, that anybody who just had two stints put in,
right,
in a high-stress situation, Rob, not to be crass, but what happens if he has to step away in the Sweet 16? or what, and I don't want to see that. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But if it were my buddy and he just had two stints, I'm saying, hey, maybe take a couple of weeks off.
Does he return for the Sweet 16? The round of 32? Does he take a game off?
No, they say he's back.
I don't know, but if you're telling a guy, you know.
I don't know. I mean, to me, that's something. That's a thing. 806-855-3712. Text in, bottom of the hour, jam up the text line, meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech, Two Word Tuesday, qualities you most want in the next tech coach. Give us two words to describe it. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
8.9.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. On Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports, we thank our friends down in San Angelo listening along on ESPN 960 and everybody on the apps. You can download the app for KKM at KKM.com or wherever you get your apps. Question of the day, meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech? Getting a couple more 50-yard line, the old ribeye. Some cheese rolls, some muffins maybe, good stuff. And a lot of it depends, obviously. This depends on perhaps when you were at Texas Tech or, you know, how far back you want to go. The ones that the meal or the restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. One of mine, Rob, would be leftover Whataburgers. When I was a student in the student media, and even after the student media a little bit, so the Monday press conference back in the day for football, basketball, or whatever would take place in the Letterman's Lounge there in the north end zone, the old Letterman's Lounge area.
Oh, yeah.
It was catered by Whataburger.
Oh, nice.
The regional manager, I still remember his name. What a great name to be associated with sports. Norm Misplay.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Norm Misplay.
Of course.
God love him. I don't know where he is. I hope he's still with us. So they would bring over, for the assembled media, sacks and sacks of Whataburger. Sometimes they'd bring shakes and malts or, you know, whatever, you could fry. So invariably there'd be some left over. And one Jack Dale, you know, to me as a student, hey, you ought to take that back to your place. Save that, I'd eat that later on, you know. So, and then Norm kind of figured out, so he'd actually set aside some for some of us younger guys. Of course, anybody in the media is not making any money.
Right.
So it came in handy. But that it's funny that I associate
something
taking home
cold
Whataburger, you know, and having that the next day or whatever and saving money off
that. Did you warm it up or just eat it cold?
Sometimes I just eat it cold.
Yeah. Cold leftovers are a little underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah. I want to say the apartment I was living in at the time, I don't remember it having a microwave. I don't remember us having a microwave. Now, we had a fry daddy from hell.
Okay.
We fried everything every day. I mean, it was like, you know, industrial kitchen type.
Yeah.
Took up most of the counter space. That may be why we didn't have a microwave.
Well, anything you need a microwave, you just deep fry.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets?
Whatever you want.
Sure.
Yeah. So it all kind of depends your time, you know, when you were there. There was another one. They didn't last very long. They were little bitty burger stands called Shortstop, and they did kind of sliders. They did a smallish, a little bigger than like a White Castle burger, you know? So maybe just a little larger than what we call a slider today, but Shortstop, the little bitty burgers. They were really good, and they were really cheap. You could get five for $5. And then they had about two or three locations around campus. I think they went out, and then they were replaced, somebody will remember this, by the Little Brittany. They took over and you could get your Britney stuff at these little bitty, you know, hamburger stands. Then after that, I don't know what happened. Little Britney went away sometime in the 90s, late 90s maybe. Texts are going the Spanky's cheese sticks. They're not cheese sticks. They're fried cheese. I've been told that there are ways you can get those on the black market. there are ways you can achieve the Spanky's. But I'm sworn to secrecy on that. 806-855-3712. Topic today for Two Word Tuesday, qualities you most want in the next Texas Tech men's basketball coach. We're also finding out today, who do you think the best team to lose in the first round is going to be? I'm leaning Indiana. I think Kent State can get them. I talked myself in and out of Virginia being susceptible as a four. I don't have any threes right now that I just look at and go, yeah, that's a three seed going down. I just don't see that. I mean, Kansas State, Montana State, we've seen Montana State recently.
Yeah, recent as last year.
That's a huge jump in class. No matter how, and I've got a funny feeling that this Montana State team probably just as good as the one last year. And I don't mean that as a put down, but they're probably the same level.
You think Gonzaga will struggle early like they did last year with, who was it?
I can't remember.
Boise or New Mexico or Nevada or something.
Somebody.
Like that. Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't have a lot of faith in them going deep. No. I think they're
surely
seated
they
too
can beat
high.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah. I don't know what the number is on that today. That was another one that I was looking at inside the number and saying, like Grand Canyon, not necessarily for the upset. I'm looking at the tournament through the point spreads more or less on this stuff. Part of Indiana is that I distrust the Big Ten. That as a conference in the NCAA tournament, I don't like the Big Ten. I don't like Purdue.
Yeah.
Purdue will not get to the Final Four. I don't know who's going to beat them, but they're not going to get to the Final Four.
I've seen a lot of Marquette versus Texas in national championship games.
Well, that'd be something.
It would be something.
That would be something.
Something, certainly. You would think Rodney Terry would have a job by then, huh?
You would think.
First since Rick Barnes to go to the Final Four.
That would be, I almost want that to happen, not because I'm such a fan of Texas, but just the idea of Shaka Smart squaring off, you know, a year later, 2 years later.
Yeah.
Going, hi, remember me? Goodner's, a.k.a. Brian Steaks, gets a nomination as the restaurant or meal they most associate. And then, hey, I like this. A shout-out for Cujo's.
Nice.
My friend Curtis Jordan, the original down there on 4th. Long-time Monday Night Football home to the Williams and Hyatt show.
Oh, yeah.
Many an evening there after the show would wrap up. Another texter, Spanky's equals Tech. Harrigan's used to be... And then Gardsky's loft on Broadway. Many a fond memory of Gardsky's.
I don't know what I would say, what restaurant reminds me of Texas Tech or is associated with it, because I grew up here, and I didn't go to Tech.
Yeah, so.
Maybe Wiener Schnitzel, because we always went to that Wiener Schnitzel right. Down there after games.
Yeah. Well, I could do a shout-out. I was on campus when they put, like, the first... branded restaurant in one of the dorms. It was in Chitwood. It was in Chitwood Weymouth Coleman Complex.
Uh-huh.
And they put a Mazzio's Pizza down there. So Mazzio's Pizza downstairs, girls' dorm. Where do you think we were? Mazzio's Pizza, baby. I mean, you would have thought that that was like the most greatest thing ever invented. And no offense to Mazzio's. It's okay pizza.
Right.
I don't even know if it's still around.
I've never heard of it.
Big in the 80s. You know, 90s type deal. But it wasn't the pizza that we were necessarily going there for. But just the idea that you could do it. I'm not going to read this one because they butcher the over-under.
Oh, you might as well read it now.
Over-under, how many 12 seeds win? They're about 35% from my data collection. Can't answer the question.
Set the line if you want us to answer. We don't set lines here. Respond to lines.
St. Mary's falls to VCU. Yes, that is the 12-5 that if I were going to pick one of the 12-5s that I would feel most confident about. Again, this is part and parcel to the conference that St. Mary's is getting this odd bump from playing Gonzaga well this year, and they always play them well in one game. But this is like one of the worst Gonzaga teams in years. I don't get it. But then there are many things I don't get. Same texter says 50-yard line getting the nomination for them.
Blueberry muffins.
Yep. One texter says, I remember shortstops. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm not crazy. It existed. They were really nothing fancy, but they had a lot of ketchup and they had a lot of pickles on it. And again, five for $5. It's sort of like the old Wiener Schnitzel deal, you know, you get the fight.
Hell yeah.
I mean, broke college or whatever, anything, you could almost always scrounge up $5.
When we were in college, Arby's was doing the 5 for $5, and I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
I mean, five roast beef sandwiches.
That was a lot for $5. You know?
SNL did a skit on that years later where they were like, where are you getting this meat? That doesn't make any financial sense.
Yeah. I don't care how thin you slice it.
No. And they loaded them up.
Yeah.
But we did that quite a bit. Of course, that's right by LCU, Arby's.
Texter says, I remember back in the 1900s. I'm going to guess 90s, maybe. Back in the 1900s, Copper Caboose was on 4th pre-Marcia Sharp Freeway. They would have been associated with Tech, but nowadays not so much. I should probably know this. I'm curious, has Tech ever been conference champions in basketball or football? Co-champs in football, outright championships in the Border Conference, co-champs in the Southwest Conference, never co-champs in the Big 12 or anything that in football. And yes, they have won championships in basketball, both Southwest Conference, Border Conference, and the Big 12.
The latest, well, just one in basketball, right?
In the Big 12.
Right.
When the Big 12 just won.
You won the final Southwest Conference and then regular season title in 19.
Yep. Texter goes with Raising Cane's. Always went there after a Tech game. I even went to one living in Tempe, Arizona after a Tech football game. They got a Cane thing going on.
There you go.
Cane strong in the NIL game.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
one
not
of the
just
strongest.
Locally. But again, just knowing your demo, knowing your people, that here's somebody associating Raising Cane's with Texas Tech, and I don't know how far back, you know, we're talking here, but all across the country, college kids love Raising Cane's. My son's not quite in college yet. Again, he's a Cane's guy.
Yeah.
What do they call him? Caniacs or something like that? I don't know.
I think that's one of the combos.
Yeah. Is that? Is it? Yeah. Texter may or may not be my actual wife goes with Whalers Bay. Back in the day. The original over there by Treasure Island Golf Course. And then when they moved that away, God rest Treasure Island, by the way. So they built that one over there off of the Brownfield Highway, pre-Marcia Sharp. And when they built it, they just flipped the architectural, you know, drawing or what, a blueprint.
Yeah.
They just flipped it.
Oh.
So everything was oppo of the original, which was really bad if perhaps you'd gotten used to a certain route to the men's room.
Yeah.
You know, and perhaps it was a little later in the evening and you find yourself walking into the kitchen. Oops.
Wonder why they flipped it.
To fit on the footprint.
Oh.
For some reason that they had to build it backwards or whatever because of where it was sitting. At least that was the explanation.
Maybe some existing plumbing lines or pipes or something.
Yeah. 806-855-3712. Another texter goes with Kegel Steaks. You guys can get in. We got our final timeout of the day. It is meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. We're also finding out on Two Word Tuesday the qualities that you want in Texas Tech's next head coach in basketball. I'm surprised no one has texted in Joey McGuire or Norris Odiasi. Tech baseball coming up tonight, 6:30. We've talked about that some. And just looking at the brackets, upsets, best team to lose, who do you think it'll be? 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. We'll finish up strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Day, Two Word Tuesday, topic qualities you want in Tech's next men's basketball coach. give us two words to describe that. The meal or restaurant you most associate with Texas Tech. We got NCAA tournament to discuss, Tech baseball, and anything else that is on your mind. 806-855-3712. Take it to the top of the hour here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. So be sure and keep right on texting in. 806-855-3712. One texter talking about restaurants that reminds them of Texas Tech. Cagle Steaks. Cagle Steakhouse. Yeah, enough time has passed. Many, many years ago, Rob, I was attempting to date a couple of different girls at the same time, unsuccessfully, and got busted out there at Cagle's one night. I'm walking out. Another one's walking in.
Oh, man.
And then you know who I wasn't dating?
Neither.
Neither.
Yeah.
Funny how that works out. Let that be a lesson. Let that be a cautionary tale. Plainsman in Dallas says the original Brookshires on Broadway, B.W. Stevenson used to sing My Maria in that tiny bar upstairs. That, for those who don't know, that was what was in the Gardsky's building before it was Gardsky's. It was the Brookshire back in the day. Another texter. Okay, texter on the over-under. Okay, over-under. 1.5, 12 seed wins. Under. I'll say one. Five seeds will go 3-1. You good with that?
Yeah.
All right, we're good with that. That's a good one. Another texter. When I think of my time at Tech, it has to be El Chico's on Brownfield Highway and then the Oyster Bar on Slide. See, mine would have been the old Yacht Club, whatever, on 34th. I think that was the first place I ever had a schooner. You know? Back in the 80s and stuff that, you know, now it's just pretty much mugs. You don't see, yeah, you still see some places with schooners. But anyways, schooners. The Depot Beer Garden. I'm surprised nobody, because they did serve food there at the restaurant.
Right.
Surprised nobody went with the old Depot Beer Garden. And I'm trying to remember whether it was Wednesday night. You know, almost every place had a night, particularly in the summer. But, you know, like Midnight Rodeo was Thursdays. Then it was Wednesday was Midnight Rodeo night. Just different places that had kind of different nights or whatever.
Have you heard the McNeese State news?
Is this the Will Wade to McNeese State?
They hired him.
Okay.
He's suspended.
What?
For the first five games.
Was there a show cause or something, or is this leftover?
I don't know.
From his time at LSU?
I don't know. Has to be, right? Surely they knew that going in.
Yeah. Do you think that'd come up? Is there anything else you'd like to tell us, Coach?
Weird.
I'm suspended for the first.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be an NCAA deal.
I guess.
I had not heard that.
I don't know.
That's weird. I don't think I've ever heard.
No.
At least not lately. Of a coach getting hired and then, oh, yeah, but they're suspended. They got a five-game suspension they've got to sit out.
Strange.
That, huh. That is weird. Another one coming in, Scuttlebutts. The old Scuttlebutts. Good choice. 806-855-3712 for you to text in. A few more minutes for you guys to get in. The meal or the restaurant that you most associate with Texas Tech. Texter, I hit one 90 degrees right and almost killed somebody with a golf ball at Treasure Island. It hit him in the ribs. If he could have got off the ground, I bet he would have whipped my butt. If you could really power fade, you could reach the loop access road from the far right side of the driving range. I mean, you had to unwind one, scorch it, but you could get it there, the really long hitters. I was not one of those.
Yeah, it's a preemptive.
What?
So there's still NCAA investigations into Wade.
Oh.
So it's a preemptive.
Just
suspension.
In case they find out anything else.
And there's also recruiting limits on him. So if they do find issues with his time at LSU, he won't have been doing those things at McNeese State.
Huh. Okay, now that you say that, when Sampson went to Houston, did he have something like that early on in his tenure
that
on some recruiting
familiar,
limitations
yeah.
or, yes. you know, number of contacts or what. Now that you say that, I want to say that that was how the Samson era began, not with him being suspended,
right,
but with some conditions in place based on the previous NCAA stuff.
Yeah.
That is starting to ring a bell.
It feels familiar, yeah.
Okay. But the 5-game just preemptive, we don't know, he probably did a lot wrong. We're going to give you 5 games right off the bat. I got to applaud them, you know? I mean, that's how bad they wanted Will Wade. We want you so bad, we don't even care if you coach the first 5 games while you're here. All right, keep the text messages coming in. The Rob Bro Show is rolling your way from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9 FM. We're back tonight either after baseball for a little Diamond Talk or maybe before. We'll just see how the day works out. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. Big Bandwagon Wednesday show tomorrow, so get ready for that. Hope your brackets are looking good. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Wednesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.